What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Adam 22 and ABBA talking about fatophobia and the body positivity movement. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
They like
you can dizzle too. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Just throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com, click on our locations, click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, you can order Dizzle now on Reserve Bar as well. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas. Little Rock, here we come. Plus the Dizzle brand t-shirts and much more on the dizzlebrand.com website. Check them out. All right, so we're gonna get into this. Adam 22 and ABBA talking about fatophobia, which is not even a thing. Nobody's scared of fat people. The body positivity movement. All right, let's get into that.
Interested in seeing what people are into, because it feels like a lot of the manosphere type people don't really bother to ever have any kind of thoughtful perspective on that. The attitude is much more like, I'm dope, I did this, it's all hard work, you can do it too, caught my course, you know. It's just like somehow that opinion appeals to a very different segment of society, because I did see that clip go viral on Twitter, so I can't like deny that it had an audience who appreciated that sentiment. But it feels like the audience for the other sentiment of you can do it too, all you have to do is work hard, that audience is bigger.
I mean, it's empowering. I'm an individual and I'm watching a clip, I don't really want to care about what's happening societally or systemically or whatever, because I can't change that.
Right.
So if you tell me I'm the solution and I can do everything to change my life and I control everything and I can fix this, that's great. And I don't disagree that. I think that's, if I'm an individual looking at a problem, that's how I want to think about it. But this is where it comes back to, like, even the whole fat phobia thing and like society engineering itself. I'm like, yes, you can encourage people to go to the gym and eat well and you can do that, but you can also set things up business-wise, society-wise, to make it more efficient for people. Don't make it so that a gym is 1 hour away. Don't make it so that the grocery stores are 45-minute drive away. Don't make it so that the way we plan the city means that you gotta drive everywhere and you can't have natural. There's ways in which we can get better outcomes for society without putting everything always on the individual. But that's why I'm thinking about better outcomes.
Capitalism is supposed to account for that, because the grocery store is supposed to want to be near the customers, and they should, if they are a profit seeking firm, that they should have no reason not to want to go be near the.
I live right behind a grocery store.
Because that's what people always try to make the argument too, of like, oh, this, the hood is full of liquor stores, and it's like, well, the liquor stores are only going to operate wherever they feel that they could be profitable, right?
Sure.
It's not like a pestilence that's being forced upon you. It's just the fact that people are actually buying it, which obviously like feeds back into like it being readily available, so more people are likely to drink and stuff. But there's plenty of places to get alcohol near my house. I might have to go to the grocery store instead.
Yeah, liquor store down the street,
but it's still
too.
Right there, you know?
Absolutely. But I think you can't discount the whole concept of convenience. Whilst the fast food joints are competing with like the restaurant, like the grocery stores, for example, the profit margins for the grocery store are probably not nearly as high as a fast food joint. So they probably have more income, more money to work with, much better zoning in that regards. And so for them, it's much easier for them to maximize their profits, right? So when you're looking at this stuff, I don't disagree that the reason why the liquor stores go there is because they have that option. I just think that that's where society comes in. Because even though you want to think of capitalism as this great thing that just makes everything work, we have regulations in place because we recognize the ways in which capitalism can be bad.
Right.
Or it can be going too far in towards of like being hyper-predatory on the consumer.
And when I think about regulations when it comes to food, I think that's such an interesting idea, because at one point in Manhattan, or maybe it was Times Square, I forget, but they banned like soft drinks over a certain size. Yeah. And, you know, that's a... Hmm. a cliche, like American thing is that people come from other countries and they're like, holy fuck, how is your large soda is this big? We're in London, it might be this big, you know? And it's like pretty understandable. But then there does feel like there's something kind of distinctly un-American about outlawing people being able to sell a certain size beverage, even though the outcome of that inevitably is going to be like less people in the hospital, less obesity, less diabetes, et cetera. But I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it just doesn't really 100% sit right with me. Same thing with cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why you make adjustments. You know, there was a time and place where you guys paid your tributes to the monarchy and you guys said, fuck that. We're going to change the way America's running. Now we're going to run it this way. Things can evolve and adapt, right? If you're realizing this is getting constant bad outcomes, you change things. For example, tobacco products before were at a certain price. Now they tax the fuck out of it. So you get a $20 tobacco, like cigarettes, for example, like $10 to $15 of it goes to the government at certain points, just to make it less profitable and less present. I think I'm fine with society making certain decisions if it comes to a better outcome for society, but we always want to measure that between people's choice, personal freedoms. But when it comes to stuff like food, I don't mind if people want to be able to choose the worst foods in the world. It's different when the worst foods are like, the way that they're set up is like to be super addictive.
Yeah.
Like they literally change your brain chemistry when it comes to like sugars and stuff like that. And so if it's leading to people dying like crazy, if you're getting a population that can't work because they're too obese and all this stuff, you want to encourage the personal accountability. But I'm not mad at the government coming and saying like, listen, people aren't making these choices. So why don't we just cut this shit out as an option for them? Because we're losing people in the workforce. We're losing people in their communities. And I get the whole personal accountability thing and the personal choice. But I remember when the pandemic hit, like, Black people especially were affected by COVID just because obesity and pre-existing conditions were really present there.
Right.
High blood pressure, the foods that we eat.
Less available. And so that's why available black
people
testing.
Why Black people were overrepresented when it came to dying from COVID.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they had those problems. And so part of me thinks like, damn, you lose so many people already to crime and all this other stuff. Now losing folks to things that are preventable with better choices. You know what I'm saying? I just wish that wasn't the case.
But what if I want to start a restaurant and I want to serve the least healthy food that you could ever conceive of? I want to have triple fried chicken with the mac and cheese with acidic death sauce on it. I want the average meal to be like 6,000 calories. And it's just like the worst place on earth. But do you really feel like the government should be able to tell me that I can't open that restaurant? Within reason, there are some things that they should be able to tell me, but I just feel like me serving unhealthy food should not be something that they have a say in.
Okay, so there's a balance, right? If you want to do that and you're a one-off, that's one thing.
Right, because when then once it becomes systematic, this
right,
is
right, because even you're going to start to feel it when your neighbors are dying, when people you know are dying from the foods that maybe you didn't serve, but some dude across the...
All right, let me plug in. To me, they wasn't really talking about body positivity or fatophobia. They're really just talking about consumerism, how, you know, if they want people to be healthier, they need to put the gyms closer to people's houses, things of that nature, grocery stores to be closer. People are always, this is the thing though, people in American culture, most people eat for taste. I know I'm a big person on eating for taste. I don't eat nothing that I don't like. If it don't taste good to me, I won't eat it. I do drink a lot of soda. I should drink a lot of more water. Why don't I drink more water? Because it don't taste good. I drink a lot of juice. Tastes good. Soda tastes good. I think that's the problem with society is we eat and drink things for taste, for flavor, opposed to is it healthy for us, is it good for us. And I would argue that probably the majority of people are eating unhealthy just for the simple fact that you don't catch and kill your own food or grow your own food. Most people don't. Most people are relying on food to be caught, killed, grown by other people. We don't know how they've processed it or anything of that nature, any chemicals or what. We don't know what they've done once it hits us. So America seems to be an overweight country based on overeating, a lack of exercise. It's not like Samoans, where Samoans are just genetically like big people. You know, they're genetically pretty big people. Yeah, man. America definitely does have a eating problem. And most of us, like me, are eating for flavor and taste and not because it's healthy. And I definitely should be eating a lot more fish and stuff like that. But once again, like they said, I don't have no spots near me that have good, healthy seafood or fish options. Food Lion is very limited on the seafood options. You know, if we had a local fish market close by. So I get what he's saying. Like, some of these things that you need to stay healthy, you know, are not typically close by. Luckily, I got a gym close by, bowling alley, things of that nature, you know. But definitely when you get into the urban settings, there's no gyms. There's no healthy food spots. There's no bowling alleys. No place to really exercise, but maybe a basketball court, and that's it. Yeah, I agree with a lot of what they're saying, but I don't think they're really talking about fatophobia or body positivity movement to me too much. It was really talking about consumerism, how consumers think and how sellers think and how they react and whatnot. But once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.